Hi. I'm sure you're surprised to see me here. I'm sure you recognize me as one of your students. During your last lessons, I sat in the middle of the front row. You watched me a lot. I think it's not so hard to remember me. Or does it just get hard when you remember me sitting there, looking at you, smiling, licking my lips, rocking my feet, taking off my sandals and spreading my toes? I guess it's hard now. Or at least starting to get hard. You have nothing to be ashamed of if you get an erection. For me, that's fine. That's what my presence should evoke. I think it's perfectly natural for a man like you to be in the presence of a woman like me. So why should I judge you? But there's a problem with your classes I'm in. You're not very good at teaching, and it's often hard to understand what you're trying to explain. I assume you see it that way too. Perhaps you can imagine that we, your students, don't learn much this way. But we are here to study. What we can learn is important for our future. The fact that you don't teach the topics in your lessons hurts us all. And I'm sure you know the reason for your poor performance as a professor. You get distracted by me and other women in class. You get lewd thoughts when you watch your hot and attractive female students. And especially when you watch me. I'm a very hot woman, don't you think? Look at me and nod. Yes, that's right. I was sure you realized that on your own. I think it's good that you have the honesty to admit it. In fact, I really like that. I don't think it's easy for you to accept it because it's anything but professional. You're attracted to me and get hard just being in my presence. I arouse you in such a way that you can no longer concentrate on the content of the lesson. I'm sure you feel the same way. Not again, if I'm right. You don't have to say it out loud. That would be a bit much to ask, I think. Yes. I'm so damn right, Teachy. Do you like it when I call you Teachy? I don't care if you like it or not. I just like calling you Teachy. I'll call you that no matter what you think of it. If you don't like it, you should change my behavior. But I guess you have no idea how to stop me. Well, I have a confession to make. You amuse me. I enjoy watching you lose track of your lessons. And that's the problem. I know you should be teaching your important stuff, and I want to know all of it. At the same time, I have so much fun distracting you until you can't follow your lesson plan anymore. I love it when you start suffering and blushing. Maybe I could sit in the back row. But I don't want to. It's so much fun to tease you. I enjoy arousing you with little movements or by revealing little bits of my skin. I might laugh like a madwoman when you have to sit behind your desk because you don't want to show your students your erection stretching your pants. It's often exhausting for me not to have fits of laughter. I can hold back, but believe me, it's often hard. So I thought about what I could do to solve this funny problem. And I think I found a solution. You just have to learn to see me as your tutor who encourages you to do a good job. So I can continue to tease you. But with a different goal. As your tutor, I'm there for you. That's the idea. I'll stop distracting you during your lessons as long as you do it properly. But it'll make you feel uncomfortable. And I'll make you very aroused if you lose focus on the lesson and get too distracted. That would take my power over you to a new level, don't you think? If you do a good job. I said if you do a good job, I will reward you privately from time to time. I'm not offering you sex, but I am offering to give you pleasure. But if you don't explain your stuff clearly, I will humiliate you in public. In a funny way, I mean. In a funny way for me, not for you. Deal? I don't expect you to say our agreement out loud. It's fine if you just nod. You're a weak man, and it's hard for weak men to face the truth squarely. You know I can make your life hell, so you better agree. What do you say to that? Nod for me. Thank you, Teachy. So you agree that we can continue with the training? I think you'll be such a good, obedient Teachy. When I call you Teachy, you will feel praised. You like to be praised by me. Am I right, Teachy? I'm your tutor, and I want the best. You should just trust me. Trust me and relax. Because you know, Teachy, if you relax and trust me, you will learn to be a good teacher much easier. I will teach you and I will bring you joy. I will help you to perform well as a professor. You want to be a good professor for me, Teachy, don't you? So don't hesitate to relax. I am good to you. And if you trust me, you won't regret it. Because I will bring you joy and warm, moist feelings. I will teach you to respond to my wishes. I will show you what I expect of you, and you will do it because it will please me. Pleasing me will give you pleasure. You will really like it when I am pleased with you. It will soon become second nature to you to please me, and that will feel so good. Because you like it when I'm good to you, Teachy. And I'll be good to you when you trust me and follow my orders. It's like a spiral that goes deeper and deeper with every turn. I want your eyelids to get heavy. It doesn't matter whether you feel it already or not until later. Just relax a little more. And breathe in and out calmly. Just like that. Yes, you're doing it so right, Teachy. You can be a good professor and I will show you the way. You just have to trust me and let me guide you. Breathe. Even though your eyelids are so heavy right now, I want you to keep your eyes open. And what I want is what counts. I'm sure you already feel that. So don't close them, no matter how much you want to. I'll let you close them soon, so stay tuned. This is the last time you'll have to close your eyes to get into trance. Soon, it won't be necessary anymore. Isn't that amazing, Teachy? You will go into trance with your eyes open just because I want you to, and I will guide you into trance. It's so nice to see how much you trust me. You are such a good Teachy. Soon I'll let you close your eyes. Yes, I know your eyelids feel so heavy right now. And that's a feeling you're craving more and more. To close your eyes just because I'm suggesting it to you. It's as if I have a secret power over you, isn't it? I do. And I know it feels so great when you give in to me. You don't have to think for yourself. That would be exhausting. And now, there's no reason to fight anymore. You can give up and close your eyes, Tichi. Close your eyes. Yes, you are such a good Tichi. Breathe in and out, relaxed. That will relax you even more. I will teach you to improve as a teacher, and it will give you so much pleasure when you obey me. Now tense all the muscles in your feet a little bit. Don't strain them. It's okay to just feel them. And now, with the next exhalation, relax them completely and feel how they relax. You are such a good Tichi. Do the same with the muscles in your legs. Now tense your calves and your thighs. Tense them just a little, no more than you can feel the muscles. And relax them with the next exhalation. Feel them. Isn't that wonderful, Tichi? We are now going to relax your whole body. Now tense the muscles in your buttocks and pelvis just a little, just so you can feel them. Relax them completely with the next exhalation. Feel how the tension dissolves. You're doing so great, Tichi. Now tense the muscles in your stomach, chest, and back. It's perfectly fine to tense them just a little, just so that you are aware that they are there and no more. The next time you exhale, relax them completely. I want you to do the same with the muscles in your arms. Tense them just a little, just to feel them. Flex your biceps, your upper arms. You can form fists. Don't tense them too much. It's okay that you only feel their existence. And relax them with the next exhalation. Feel the relaxation spreading through your arms and hands. And now concentrate on your shoulders and neck. Tense the muscles there a little. Just enough for you to feel them. With the next exhalation, relax them completely and feel how the relaxation spreads more and more throughout your body. Only your face and head can relax more, and we'll take care of that now. Frown a little. Tense the muscles around your mouth. Clench your teeth slightly. Feel the tension. And as you breathe out, relax all the muscles that you've tensed. You might even leave your mouth open a little. Feel how the relaxation of all the muscles in your whole body connects with each other. Your whole body now feels soft and relaxed. You're doing so well, Tichi. Sleep now. I want to tell you that I take it as a compliment how much you trust me, that you can relax so deeply with my voice, and that you are honestly ready to relax. It's so good to feel you enjoying it and that you trust me. And you can trust me. I can feel that you even long to trust me. I like that very much, Tichy. I enjoy the power you give me over you. And I'm sure you enjoy it too. It's so easy to give in to my wishes. I know, Tichy. I told you I would give you pleasure, and I will soon. You've always longed for a woman to take control of you like I do now. I'm sure of it. Now that you are completely relaxed, we can begin our training to make you a better professor. I will soon command you to open your eyes so that you can see the small movements I will use to guide you. Even if your conscious mind would not perceive them, your subconscious mind will. If you train it with fervor, your body will respond to it. You will remain deep in trance, even with your eyes open. I know you want to please me. You just long to learn everything I will teach you. Isn't that fascinating, Tichy? You will stay in trance now, but open your eyes and look at me. You do it so well, Tichy. When we are in class, you can't close your eyes to go into trance, and that long way to put you into trance isn't realistic either. So we should find a shortcut for this. Shortcuts are called triggers. A trigger is a small sign that causes a specific reaction from your body and your mind. It could be a word, a phrase, a sound, a movement, a color, whatever you can imagine. The classic example are Pavlov's dogs. I guess you know. They learned to connect the ringing of a bell with getting food, and soon the ringing of the bell alone was enough to make them salivate. With hypnosis and my support, you can learn such connections very easy and fast. I will demonstrate it. Look into my eyes. When I look you straight in the eye and lower my gaze to the ground, it's safe for you to go deep. I know you want to go deep for me, and it's a sign that you can and must go deep for me. No one will notice if you keep your eyes open. That will be our little secret. Only you and I will know. When I do it again, look you in the eye and lower my gaze, you'll just go deeper. Now look into my eyes. I'll look at you again, and I'll lower my gaze again and again. If you can't feel it now, don't worry. Just imagine that every time I lower my gaze to the floor, you go down and down and down. It will feel so cozy. You can feel safe and secure because I will take care of you. Watch me lower my gaze again and again. I can see you melting into a trance. You are such a good teachy. See? Isn't it amazing how your body and mind can learn triggers in such a short time? Look how I kept lowering my gaze. Down, Tichy. Down. Lower. And lower. You are such a good Tichy. And now for the opposite. When I look you in the eye and raise my gaze above your head, you will awaken from your trance. This is not necessary while you are teaching, but how are you supposed to learn to go deep when you are already as deep as you are now? So I have to wake you up to bring you back into a deep trance. Look at me as I raise my gaze and I feel you come out of the trance. When I lower my gaze, you will go much deeper than you were before. Look into my eyes and go deep as I lower my gaze. Yes, you are such a good teachee. And go even deeper and deeper as I lower my gaze. Yes, that's right. Now I raise my gaze and up, up, and up from the trance. And down, 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 down. You are such a good teachee. It feels so good for you to be so deep in trance. I know. But unfortunately, it can't go on forever. Oh, and I have one more instruction to add. You will automatically come out of trance at the end of the lesson. It is not necessary for me to bring you up out of trance by moving my eyes upwards. At the end of the lesson, you will simply wake up. When you're deep in trance, you might take your eyes off me. And of course, I'm not the only student in your class, and you have to look after everyone. You want to be a good teachee for all of us, so you have to pay attention to your surroundings. Also, no one should be suspicious of your condition. As you know, safety first. But if you don't look at me, you can't see my orders, and that would be a shame, because then you wouldn't be able to obey me. So I've decided to install an audible trigger. The trigger will be a snap of the fingers. Something like this. When I snap my finger, it means for you to look at me, because I want to tell you something. It also means that I'm not happy with you because you don't care about me. And so a snap of the fingers will also be a bit of disapproval. I'll tell you what. I will rebuke you in public by giving you a treat. That sounds paradoxical, but it's not. Just listen to me and you'll see the connection. When I snap my finger, I'll stroke your pleasure center at the same time and you'll get aroused. It could be that I snap very gently. Perhaps you'd be the only one who hears that. I could snap my finger only once. So the main point is to grab your attention, not to arouse you. Can you feel how I stroke your pleasure center with my snap? It's like a massage. Your pleasure center is such a powerful tool, but it's a small organ. I can engulf it completely with one hand so easily. Maybe I can raise my hands like I have something to tell or to ask and snap my finger again and again like this. Every snap makes you more and more horny. And all these little triggers are connected. If I keep flicking my finger like this, you'll get hornier and hornier. You won't come at the flick of my finger, but you'll get closer and closer to an orgasm. When we're in class, I won't be snapping my fingers to satisfy you. You can come to an edge if I do it often at a fast pace, but that's just to show you who's in charge. On the contrary, I want you to suffer from your increasing horniness. I'll distract you a lot with my finger snaps. Then you will no longer be able to teach properly. It will make you horny, but at the same time, it will feel like a punishment. I will punish you with your own horniness. You'll make a fool of yourself in class. You'll start blubbering and your sentences won't make sense. You won't be able to finish your sentences in a logical way. every student will recognize your foggy state. You won't be able to think clearly and will only talk nonsense. Of course, you can stop me from snapping my fingers in class by giving me the word. But who can know when I'll snap my fingers again and look like an eager student? If I keep snapping my fingers, it will be a warning. It won't necessarily have bad consequences, but there might be some. Of course, you will feel my power over you very vividly, and you will know exactly who is in the driver's seat. But remember, the goal is for you to be good in teaching us. So, look at my hand now. When I slightly tap my middle finger on the table, you calm down, your arousal will go, and you can have the focus to go on. You don't even have to hear the tapping. It's a visual trigger. Now listen to my snaps and feel your body react to it. Yes, that's right, Tichi. Feel how you come to the edge. And now I stop flicking and tap the table with my index finger. Look at my finger. Feel how you calm down. It's great how your body reacts to my wishes, isn't it? And now I'm tapping my index finger again. Yes, calm down. You are so marvelous, Tichi. But if I'm not satisfied, you should get some guidance on what to do. If I have not understood the content of what you are teaching, I will move my eyes from side to side. Imagine that you are explaining a topic. You look at me and see me moving my eyes back and forth. Then you know that I have not understood what you are explaining. When I move my eyes like that, you immediately try to explain it with more examples. You have to try to explain the topic from other angles until I stop moving my eyes. When I stop moving my eyes, it will be reassuring. Maybe I'll tap the table with my middle finger. Then you know I've got the theme. I think you've got it. Moving my eyes from side to side means you should explain it further. If I stop moving my eyes, I've got it, and you can safely move on. If I want you to come, I'll use a different trigger. The ultimate come trigger will be a wink. When I wink at you, you're not just allowed to come. It's also a command to come. Don't be confused. Even if you don't know how to do it, your body knows what to do. Trust me. Can you imagine that I'm about to wink at you? Imagine it and feel the power that my commands have over you. So, Tichi, that's a lot of stuff I've taught you, and you may not have understood it all, but we can always recap if we need to. For today, I'll just give you a brief summary of what I've taught you. If I move my eyes to the floor, you will go deep into trance. If I move my eyes over your head, you will wake up. When I snap my fingers like this, you must look at me and you will feel me massaging your pleasure center at the same time. When I tap the table with my middle finger, you can calm down and continue with the lesson. If I move my eyes from side to side, you'll stay on topic and explain it better. I can and will bring you to orgasm with a wink. You'll feel my tight cunt massaging your cock. If I do it in class, it's a punishment. Maybe you'll get a wet spot on your pants. If I do it privately, It's a reward. But I'm sure you'll be eager to avoid that humiliation. Now we come to the practical part of our lesson. I massage your pleasure center with every flick. I would be astonished if you were able to keep your body still, because each snap arouses you further. Moan for me, Teachy. And now move your pelvis as if you would fuck me. But not you fucking me. I fuck you. It's so easy to follow my commands. You can do nothing against them. Come to the edge now and stay there. I can see that your only wish is to come. You will only come when I order you to. If I order you to. But could I really be that cruel? What do you think, Teachy? Moan louder. You are such a good Teachy. I'll tell you what. I could be cruel and leave you hanging, but I will not be so cruel today. Look into my eyes. You don't want to miss the come command, Teachy. I'll count you down. 5, 4. Maybe you feel like you can't stand more, but you will, because I say so. 3, 2. Ooh, soon I will wink at you. 1. Nearly there, Teachy. And see me winking? Come now, Teachy. I know that this is the moment you have hoped for. Come for me. Feel how I control all your actions. Come for me now. Come while I stroke your pleasure center further. You are powerless against my will. You can only obey. Come, 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 come. That is so great, Teachy. Wow. I didn't think that our session would be so hot, Teachy. Relax now. You see what I can do with your body and mind. I know you feel fuzzy and almost sleepy now, and I'll end this session soon. Unfortunately, there's one more topic I have to discuss with you. I must set one post-hypnotic suggestion. That's an order you and your body must follow, even when you're not in trance. Because I said so. You will not come until I order you to. You can masturbate, get aroused, and be on the edge, but you won't be able to climax on your own. It's like a curse. Your orgasms belong to me, and only me. You might not want this rationally, but I do. And so your body will do as I say. Your body obeys me. Your rational mind can only observe and try to explain what happens. I know this relates to your wife, too. I think that's a bit sad. I have the impression that she is a good wife. She always stands by your side, and she is faithful to you. She will never stab you in the back, no matter how lousy you are. I know she has nothing to do with you and your lack of performance, but that's not my problem. You'll have sex with her if she initiates it, but you won't be able to orgasm during intercourse with your wife. She might not like it, but it'll be that way because I say so. You'll get aroused and get to the edge. It'll feel like you could come at any moment, but you won't. no matter what you do. I feel sorry for her, but why are you such a failure at your job? If you were to have an orgasm without my permission, I might lose my power over you. I can't risk that. My education and career are just too important. You must always be horny for me. If you do a good job teaching, I might loosen the bounds. If you think I'm pleased, you can ask me. I could release you from the suggestions that you can't come from time to time. Once you prove that you're a good teacher, I'll slowly loosen my grip on you. I know that's a lot to take in, but you're an intelligent man, so I'm sure you understand. If not, we'll review some details from time to time, so don't worry if the triggers aren't as effective as they should be. Look at my eyes, how I move my gaze above your head. And completely awake, I see a bright future for your career as a teachy.